Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Can you remember back when you thought about going into business? Can you remember how scary it was? Can you remember thinking about, what if I fail? But yet there's something that made you go move forward. You had to absolutely do it. You had to take the risk of failing, and you got into business, and you worked hard, and you worked night and day. And the harder you worked and the more successful you became, the more you were concerned about failing. You didn't want to take the chances that you once took. You weren't willing to be aggressive. You weren't willing to put yourself in a position of saying, this may not work. And you know what that does? You know what that fear does? That fear keeps you from being successful. You are going to fail at some things in your business. It's just a fact. You cannot be perfect. You cannot get everything right. Even the best ideas sometimes don't work. So if you're in a position where you have grown adverse to fear and failure and you don't want to move forward, as I always say, the competition is. So you have to craft your new ideas. You have to think about what you're doing. You have to say to yourself, okay, I'm willing to try this. I'm willing to try this new marketing campaign. I'm willing to try this new product. I'm willing to hire this next person. You need to know what your backup position is, and you need to make sure that you're never making decisions that are a 100% bet against failure or success, that you know exactly what you're doing and you take the risk, and if it doesn't work, such as life, such as business, you take a step backwards and you move forward. But when you get too comfortable, when you get too secure, when you get too afraid of failure, when you get too afraid of trying new things, you are just like dead in the water. You are just stagnant. You are just going to be in the same place. You are stuck in the 35th floor of the elevator on a 100-floor building. It's just not going to happen. So don't be afraid of failure, but make the best logical decisions that you can make with the most information, calculated risk. And if it doesn't work, well, it's just another business experience that will make you stronger. Just don't bet the entire business on any given idea. You'll notice that the people that have become the multimillionaires and the billionaires, they're out there all the time. They're taking risks. They're spending their money. They're trying new ideas. And, of course, they can afford to do that, you might say, because they've got the money. But how did they get the money? How did they get the success? They got it by stepping out and trying new things, and that's what you, the business person, needs to do every single day. Make your company strong. Make your business strong. Make your sales strong. Make your receivables strong. Make everything as strong as you possibly can, but you must move forward and try new things, and not all of them will work. And when they don't criticize yourself. Just say, how can I do better the next time? How can I get more information? How can I make it happen? How can I put myself in a position of absolutely understanding where I failed so I don't fail in that particular area again? Failure is one of the pathways to success. There are many, but it's one of the important ones. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.